This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Rick Tess, a partner at RSM and a leader in the private equity space. Rick, tell us what you're watching right now in the private equity world. What are you seeing? Transactions going crazy, busy. What's the sense of what you're seeing out there?
Yeah, no, Scott, great question. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of activity, a lot of, you know, companies that, you know, are trying to go through transactions. We deal with a lot of companies that are kind of, you know, investor hungry companies that are, you know, looking to, you know, kind of get into the next transaction, you know, and really pull together and scale their businesses. So we're seeing a lot of activity. We're seeing a lot of companies that, you know, are looking to, you know, kind of bolt on to their platform or, you know, buy into a new platform. So, you know, a lot of different things are happening out there, and people are very active and busy and engaged in the process. So, we're seeing a lot of activity for sure.
And at some point earlier in the year, there's a lot of discussion of tax-driven selling, that people were concerned cap gains were going to go so high up that they were going to look at doing transactions maybe before they'd like to. Is that starting to soften, or is there just so much interest in selling anyways because of high multiples? What's your sense of tax-driven selling? As the tax changes become less certain or less clear, what's your sense of what's driving sellers currently? I know buyers are paying good multiples. What are you seeing on the seller side?
Yeah, I think the sellers are just really engaged on the multiple. You know, I agree, Scott. Early in the year, we heard a lot of questions about tax rate changes, and you know, we thought perhaps, you know, towards, you know, Q4 we would see people rushing to the market trying to get in at a lower rate from a tax perspective. But I think what we're seeing is, like you said, a softening of that concern. You know, we're in October now, and you know, getting closer and closer to the end of the year, and you know, the likelihood of a tax rate changing, you know, quickly enough to matter in that respect is probably, you know, waning in some respect. So, you know, I think we're hearing much less of that concern and much more excitement over potential deal value, and the multiples that you were mentioning. So I think that's really what's driving most of the sellers that we're seeing.
And is there any softening of multiples? What's your sense of what's going on with multiples when you hear about deal discussions? Is it starting to soften just one bit or plateau one bit, or not necessarily so?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, it's so, you know, sector and industry specific and company specific. But, you know, I think in general, I wouldn't say we're seeing any softening. It's probably, like you mentioned, more of a plateau of sorts. But, you know, because I think you kind of get to a point where in any sector, even if it's technology and software or somewhere where you've always seen, you know, higher multiples than other industries. But, you know, I think you're still get to a point where it's just like it can't go, you know, that high, right? It has to stop somewhere. And I think, you know, I'd say, you know, we're probably more thinking of plateaus versus softening, but that's kind of where our heads are at.
Fascinating, Rick. Plateau is a great way to look at it versus softening. I think that's a great, great perspective. Rick, as always, talking about what's going on in the deal market, less tax-driven selling, but still selling because multiples are so high, some plateauing of multiples, not softening, and still lots of interest in different deals, right? I mean, still lots of different private equity funds looking at a lot of different deals. And to your point, a lot of it's very sector-specific.
Exactly. And I think, you know, you've always been, you know, we always track, you know, dry powder and who's got money and things like that. And, you know, I think there's still a lot of money to be put to work. So, you know, we're still very, you know, kind of bullish on, you know, transactions into 2022. You know, I think, you know, we're still excited, you know, in terms of what we do in, you know, transaction advisory work, thinking that, you know, that's not going to slow down anytime soon. So, you know, we think, you know, a lot of deals are yet to be done. But, you know, I think we'll continue to track that and see how that goes. I mean, one thing that, you know, I personally consistently kind of think about is, you know, talent and resources. You know, I think everywhere we go, I don't think there's a discussion we have that is, that doesn't come back to, we don't have enough people or we don't have enough talent to do the things we want to do. And, you know, I think that's going to be the really big question that we continue to watch is, how are we going to get more resources to get the deals done? You know, whether it's, you know, on the company side or on the advisor side, you know, it's just more and more of what we hear is a lack of resources.
On every side. I mean, the company's trying to grow as well as the advisor servicing the company, the private equity for the investing. It's just a fascinating situation, isn't it? And the private equity has enough money to spend. It just got to get spent.
Right. Yeah. You know, I never thought we'd be in a spot where, you know, private equity funds come to us and ask for assistance and tell them, okay, we don't have people on the bench right now. We have to wait. And they call other advisors and they get the same response. And it's like, well, how are they going to get the deal done if they can't get, you know, a quality of earnings done because there's no advisors out there to do it, you know? So it keeps me up at night thinking about that. But I mean, and you're right, Scott, you know, I know our clients are kept up at night because they're thinking, how are we going to get enough people to service our patients or our customers or whoever they're serving? So, you know, it's just an incredible situation we have on our hands of getting people in the workforce. And it's just really fascinating to me.
Rick, as always, I want to thank you for spending the time with us today to talk about what you're seeing and doing. We appreciate it greatly. Always a pleasure to visit with RSM, leaders in the mid-market private equity space. Just magnificent. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.